Damn, dude, I'm getting fucking BBG texts.
Are you really?
It's like, hello.
Oh, my God.
Yes, dude, BBG's the best.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. That's actually hilarious. That's, hey, dude, this is your version. She's like, you should just put up an Instagram story right now.
True. Be like, yo, I'm having so much fucking fun right now. I'm having the most fun I've ever had in my life. Oh, I'm not texting you? Are you the weird 30-year-old that slept at my house this week and said I love you on the way out? And then, like, it was really funny because she posted a story. She was with, like, a hot... Every dude she hangs out with is, like, a 22-year-old dude. So, they're, like, hot as fashionable yeah. dudes. So every hot. Picture I see, I'm like, oh, fucking kill that guy.
Yeah, man. They're so hot. That's what I was wondering about that recently. Like,
oh, here, yes. All right,
go ahead. Go ahead.
We went to this fucking concert.
Mm-hmm.
And
who? What band was it?
A band called Mount Joy.
Okay.
Never heard. Pretty fucking gay.
Yeah.
Real fucking gay. But, you know, it was fun. It was exactly, nice. Yeah. We had fun. And midway through the concert, these guys stop. It's an all-white, obviously a white... The whole room's fucking white dudes.
Yeah.
And it's like all straight BBGs and fucking chattels.
Okay.
Across the board.
Yeah.
No naughty bees.
Really?
No naughty boys, dude. It was all like...
Not a lot. This is a dying breed, dude.
Pussy dudes in boat shoes and fucking like khaki shorts and like designer hats.
Yeah, man. It's
corny shit.
Yeah, sad but, state of affairs.
This band, which every single song sounded the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
And like literally the most boring concert I've ever seen in my fucking life. It was so bad. But then midway through the concert, they stop and they're like, this next song inspired us because 2016 was like a real hard year for us because of the election. And we were just so fucking torn apart from the results. And this next song is about that. And the whole room is like, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. And then they start playing this song about police brutality. Where they're like, there's blood on the streets of Baltimore. And I turned around to Claire, to Baby
Mount
Girl.
Mount Joy got dark?
Yeah, Mount Joy is real political. I didn't know that. It's just funny as shit. So I like turn around and look at the baby girl, and I'm like, I fucking love Donald Trump so much. Like, I was like, there's certain moments where, like, 90% of the time, I'm like, Donald Trump's a fucking moron. Like, 90%, I just walk around like, Jesus Christ. Like, I'll see a tweet. I'll be like, Jesus Christ, this guy is nuts. Like, I'm watching videos of him, like, Hurricane Florence is coming. One of the biggest. It's Mother Nature, so nobody knows. We know, but nobody knows. I'm like, good fucking God. And then all it takes is one fucking gay-ass band of white dudes being like, 2016 was super hard for us. And I'm just, in my head, I'm just like, dude, Trump fucking rules, dude. Like, if Trump, I was in my head, I was like, if Trump walks out on this stage right now and is just like, real low energy from this band, not original. Oh, they're horrible. I'd be like, oh my God, dude.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so fucking funny.
But no, I was happy we had the wherewithal to leave. We left mid-show.
Did
nice.
You really?
I was surprised.
Nice.
I thought I was stuck there. Like, two songs in, I was like,
when I saw that stage turn red.
Dude.
Oh,
they
my
were,
God.
Literally, the lyrics were blood in the streets of Baltimore. And I was just like, this room full of rich white people from the suburbs is like, police brutality is crazy.
Dude, remember a while ago when I tried to say that, like, the same genetic people, the same genes from people who are super racist now are just, like, dumb.
Sheep.
But the other way around. Yeah. And now that's, like, babying. They take this thing where they're like, I'm not racist. I'm just going to treat minorities like babies that need my help because they can't help themselves. And it's like
kid gloves on minorities is the most insane shit in the world.
It's crazy. And if you try to explain it to people, they're just like, they act
that's
like
racist.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, no, you're missing my point, man. It's like, you shouldn't fucking try to baby black people, dude.
Just treat them like fucking humans.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's like
which is hard because sometimes, like, and we've talked about this before, like, if I'm at, like, a diner,
mm-hmm.
and there's, like, a booth full of black people behind me just getting rowdy, like, screaming and shit, there's no way I'm going to turn around and be like, what the fuck? Now, if it's a gang of fucking honkies, I'll turn around and be like, yo, shut the fuck up.
What?